and welcome back, and thanks for listening. As always, this is Techonomics, and my name is Jason Middleton. Sometimes it takes an outsider perspective to get a really good take on a topic that can seem too big to get your arms around. I covered a grass fire once in Texas in the morning, and I found I could see the fire line better if I didn't look directly at it. My wife hates that analogy, and now I'm digressing. Anyway, artificial intelligence, that's what we're going for this week. But instead of a deserving, award-winning AI researcher, we have an accredited New York Times best-selling fiction writer whose new book is about AI.
They're beginning to lose their ability to know how these AIs are thinking. They call it an algorithmic black box. You put in data, and out comes an answer out the other end, but they're not quite sure how that AI came to that conclusion. And at this point, that's disconcerting to a lot of these researchers, that we don't know really how it's thinking.
Science fiction can be a gateway as it shows theories and technologies in practice before they are implemented or built or optimized. And so it goes with artificial intelligence. Before we hit the interview with novelist James Rollins, here's a quick touchstone that comes up in our chat. It's about the cyberpunk novels and Netflix series Altered Carbon and the use of an artificially intelligent hotel.
You might well wonder what's going on with the Raven, the hotel that Kovach stays in, that also seems to come stacked with more weapons than a small military base. Well, Altered Carbon alludes to a corporate war, which happened at some point before the events of the TV show. Apparently, this war got so bad that these hotels were fitted with artificial intelligence and guns to protect their guests. When the trading markets collapsed, these hotels weren't decommissioned, and instead, the hotels bought themselves. These AI are hardwired to crave customers, which is why they're so desperate for business and so trigger-happy to protect their guests.
You couldn't just disable them.
I was coming to the defense of my first guest in 5 decades.
With enough firepower to bring down an airplane.
I'm fully licensed.
The conversation with New York Times best-selling author of the Sigma series and specifically Crucible, James Rollins, starts now.
James Rollins, my latest title is Crucible.
Yes, it is. Mr. Rollins, first of all, a pleasure to speak with you. I've not finished the book, so no spoilers if you can. I'm up to chapter 16 when they're in Paris. Okay.
Okay.
What brought artificial intelligence to your mind for the topic of this book in the series?
You know, I've always got my antenna up looking for, you know, either those historical mysteries, things I can maybe solve within the pages of a novel. But I'm also looking for that science or that tech that is interesting, that makes me go, what if, where's that headed? And so in my little idea box, there's been a lot of stuff with AI that's been sort of been filtered in there throughout the years. But what I noticed is that it was filling very rapidly lately. And so I began speaking to a couple AI researchers, and then I expanded. I eventually had 22 AI researchers that were willing to talk to me either on the phone or via email and answer questions. And I got this sort of with my ear to this third rail of AI research, this underpinning that there was some nervousness, some hesitation, some concern about where this was all headed. You know, Stephen Hawking once described, you know, if we ever get to the point where we create the first true humans-like self-aware AI, it may be, well, the worst event in human civilization. Elon Musk says when this happens, it could lead to World War III. The Russian president, Vladimir, said that, you know, whoever controls this tech will control the world. So, you know, every country is going after this golden ring. Every corporation wants the huge financial boom that might arise if they can acquire this. So they're pursuing just to cross that finish line and not so much concern about the safety or safeguards involved. You know, from talking to these researchers, I began sort of getting these hints of their concern, the fact that, you know, we've got narrow AI all around us already and integrated in our lives. It's, you know, Siri in our pockets, Alexa on our countertop. It's controlling a lot of our cars. And the next stage where a lot of this research at the cutting edge is happening is at that next level of this pursuit towards this AGI, this artificial general intelligence. And what they're already seeing is that they're beginning to lose their ability to know how these AIs are thinking. They call it an algorithmic black box. You put in data and out comes an answer out the other end, but they're not quite sure how that AI came to that conclusion. And at this point, that's disconcerting to a lot of of these researchers that we don't know really how it's thinking. DARPA just spent like $6.5 million to the University of Oregon to try to shine a light into these algorithmic black boxes that are arising because it's concerning them. And the other concern is that a lot of these AIs are surprising and doing unexpected things that the creators never expected, which is also, for lack of a better term, very worrisome that we're talking about a tech, even at this level, that is beginning to do things that we don't expect. So once you get to the level of an AGI or even worse, an ASI, which is that artificial superintelligence, we may be creating an invention that may be our last invention. This may be, we'll be engineering our own destruction because we'll be creating an intelligence on this planet that we've never seen before, and one that may compete with us, one that may decide that we're a threat to it, and it's going to be thinking in terms that we can't even comprehend and a length of time that we can't even comprehend because it's theoretically going to be immortal. Right. So it may be looking at threats, a century down the line and try to circumvent and eliminate it, which may be us.
AI has been a silver thread on my show for a few years now, and your arc is exactly the one we've been following as well. And what one thing that when you said AGI that comes to mind, I'd like to point out is that that's self-healing software. So if there's a glitch within AI, it can heal itself and write its own code, I think. And that's just a step
and not
before.
Just that we're designing AIs that are designing other AIs. So we have AIs creating their own AIs. We have AIs that are already self-replicating. So we're at a very sort of critical juncture where, maybe we need to step back and rethink this. And I posed to these 22 researchers, I asked them, well, when do you think we're going to cross that when we're going to reach that moment of singularity, that moment when, these AIs are as intelligent and self-aware as us? And the consensus was anywhere between 5 and 15 years from now. So in our lifetime, so that in itself is disconcerting. But two of the researchers said, Jim, I think we've already reached that point. And let me tell you why. And they showed me proof on why they believe that this was where we're already at, that there's rumblings within the deeper levels of these AI research that suggest that somebody has already reached that point. And they're restraining it right now, but it's about to be announced. And that's a scary moment in time. And so I, of course, hadn't asked, well, what can we do to try to prevent this ASI or AGI from becoming a threat to us? And unfortunately, most people are just pursuing AI for the sake of AI. Mm-hmm. There's only a small group of researchers that are pursuing what I was hearing from these AI researchers, which is try to produce the first friendly AI, one that's sympathetic and empathetic to us, one that could potentially be a champion or avatar if a malignant AI ever arises. And so I asked them, well, okay, that sounds good, but how do you do it?
Right.
How do you create a friendly AI? I know it's a harder path, a more expensive path, and only a small fraction of AI researchers are pursuing this, but what are they doing to try to accomplish that? And they told me. And that's something I put in this novel. There's a young AI called Eve that appears in this book as a character, and she's a cold calculating machine at the beginning of the book. And over the course of the book, using techniques I learned from talking to these AI researchers, they begin to try to forge her into hopefully something, a godlike being that's going to be in our corner versus a demon that's going to try to wipe us out. And so the techniques used in this book are techniques I learned from talking to these AI researchers.
Well, let's stay here for a second. Humans do tend to anthropomorphize their machines, and one of the characters, as you said, becomes more sympathetic as the pages turn. My Jeep is named Lupita. Is that anthropomorphizing good or bad, do you think, for blending AI into our society?
Well, it's so integrated at this point that it's my opinion doesn't matter anymore. Just for example, about 70 to 75% of all buy-sell orders on Wall Street are done by an AI. No human makes that decision. These sells and buy orders are done all automated, all by artificial intelligence that decides whether to make it. It glitched a few years back. For 1.7 seconds, it glitched. In those 1.7 seconds, the market dropped 1,000 points.
Yep, flash crash.
So, we're already, it's there, it's integrated, it's just going to get stronger and stronger, more powerful. There's great financial incentive for that to happen. So, we're creating a disaster that's just waiting to happen.
That was James Rollins. His newest book examines how humanity will coexist with artificial intelligence in the future and what it means when machines and humans have souls. When Stephen Hawking passed away, he said that artificial intelligence is most likely going to be the end of humankind. But can it be stopped? In Crucible, James Rollins comes up with an ingenious answer and one that mirrors our modern society. If humans are to coexist with AI, what do we need to do to ensure our survival? The answer lies in a much more complex question. What does it mean to have a soul? The book is a fantastic read, and I can highly recommend it. There are links to that book, Crucible, by Mr. Rollins and for Mr. Rollins, the sci-fi clips we used here, and other AI research. It's all in the show notes for the podcast, or you can get them online at kgoradio.com or also at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. And I'm on Twitter at kgojason. But don't get digital just yet, because after this break, we're going to come back with part two of my discussion with James Rollins, the New York Times bestselling author, about his new book called Crucible. So stick around for that, would you? I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.